A study in today's Journal of the American Medical Association indicates that a dietary supplement which is used as an estrogen alternative is not as effective as some have believed. Ipraflavone has been promoted to prevent bone loss after menopause. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
You can find Ipraflavone in the health food section of your grocery store. It's also available on the internet and in health food stores. Earlier research had suggested that this synthetic version of estrogen worked similar to the real thing and helped postmenopausal women maintain bone strength and ward off osteoporosis. But this latest and largest study finds otherwise. Researchers in Denmark followed nearly 500 menopausal women with osteoporosis. Half the women took the natural supplement, half took a placebo. After 3 years of treatment, researchers found no significant difference in bone density between the two groups. UCSF clinical pharmacist Candy Cironis evaluated the study.
It really is bringing home the message that just because we're taking something that's natural and changing it in a way or synthesizing something different and giving it to someone in a pill form, that doesn't mean that we're going to see the same effects that we might see if someone were to eat a diet that was rich in phytoestrogens.
Phytoestrogens come from plants. It's not the same as estrogen, which is produced by the body. But when these estrogen-rich plants are eaten, their benefit can mimic the benefit of natural estrogen. Cironis says these plant-based estrogens are found in a variety of products.
Soy products or soy derivatives, things like tofu, soy flour, soy milk. There's a lot of products now that people can buy in their grocery stores that are meat analogs, or what we might call tofu burgers.
Other products rich in phytoestrogens are lentils and beans. But Cironis says only a few small studies have found dietary phytoestrogens beneficial. And in those cases, the benefit was minor, producing only small increases in bone density. For strong bones after menopause, Cironis says women should consider the most effective treatment so far.
Right now, the majority of the evidence supports the use of estrogen in preventing and also maintaining current bone mineral density in women.
OBGYN Dr. Michael Scheiber is a reproductive endocrinologist who specializes in menopause and hormone replacement. He agrees estrogen replacement is the gold standard of treatment, but suggests Ipraflavone may be valuable in certain cases.
For women who either are concerned about taking estrogen replacement therapy or for whom estrogen replacement therapy may be medically contraindicated.
Women who have had certain cancers, for example.
For women, say, that have had an estrogen-dependent tumor, say somebody that's been treated for breast cancer, somebody that perhaps has a history of advanced uterine cancer, patients that may have a history of severe liver disease or blood clotting disorders.
In addition, Scheiber points out that more long-term study is needed to see if Ipraflavone can help prevent bone fractures, especially hip fractures. The current study was not designed to adequately measure whether the dietary supplement helped reduce such fractures. Researchers also say it may be that women in the study had already suffered too much bone loss to benefit from Ipraflavone supplements. Longer-term studies are also necessary, say the authors, to determine the long-term effects on the body's immune system. While none of the women in the study suffered major infections, those taking the dietary supplement saw a reduction in the number of their body's white blood cells that help fight disease. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.